What's good, everyone? Welcome back to My First Kicks. This is episode 162, and this week I'm joined by the illustrious, the annoying, the camp out, Mikey Debs.
No long intro? Are you going to do
this? This is it. This is the intro.
This is the intro? You're not going to tell a story about 1942? All right. We're in. That's the annoying. The annoying's got to get in here at some point.
Look, all right, people, I told you, people do sometimes like the intro. I don't know. It's 50-50 split, or maybe like...
You need to put a poll up. You might have to put
I did up. Already, and it was 70-30.
In the video.
In the video.
Where's this going? YouTube?
This is going on YouTube. I'll put a poll up.
The poll. So, and then I'll tell people to vote no. So that would be right off, all right?
Oh, man. Yeah, so first of all, y'all going to hear a lot of us in the coming months, I'm pretty sure, just to get that out of the way. As, you know, Mikey, if you're here because of Mikey, then... You know, in his story, he teased that he's putting something together with his friends, and I guess I'm a friend now.
You want to answer that? I'm getting crazy out here. Lights.
Jesus. Lights. Just turned a freaking rave on.
Yeah. So we like to talk. We like to talk a little bit of smack. What are we doing tonight? What are we talking about? What's going on here?
We're talking kicks this time. I know, like, you talked about on your episode going back to just, like, making lines and stuff like that, but what was...
For context, lines are sneaker lineups or clothing lineups for context, for those of you who are just catching up now. All right, guys.
But I've heard, like, after your episode and actually... becoming friends with you, a lot of people have come up to me about like how they've met you, and it's mostly because of lines. And
for context, sneaker lineups.
Yes. All right. My bad.
Let's
All right. I'll button it up. My bad. I'll button it up.
I don't want to say it, but guys.
And I just find it crazy how now we don't really get lines like that. We're mostly just online on our phones trying to cop sneakers. But what is a legendary sneaker lineup?
I thought we weren't doing this.
I wanted to ask.
All right, legend, you know what a legendary sneaker lineup was like? All right, most people
to you, yeah,
34th Street at like the peak, or like just past the peak when you're talking like Flight 23 opening and like hundreds of people standing outside. But like, to me, peak was Volcano 2.0 on the July 3. I pulled up to Kith, and there was already probably like 150 people like waiting for me to start figuring out like how we were going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just kept growing, and there was like no way of stopping or like organizing anything. Then like some kid got like, I was standing up on like a podium kind of stair thing, like up against the wall. I'd be like, I'm going to start handing out. I don't know what made me say that out loud. I was like, I'm going to start handing out wristband, and it was like completely made, and like it wasn't intentional. Like, a lot of times they do it like intentionally, like, oh, let's call it some craziness.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was not meant for that. But anyway, like, what was his name? Shit, I know his name, I'm not gonna snitch. Yo, turns to like this kid and just punches him right in the face.
What?
I was like, wait, what is going on right now? And, like, I was like, all right, forget it. I'm not even gonna try and entertain this. I had to turn into like a raffle situation where like I gave everybody wristbands, and an hour later, like I just called numbers out, and that was like the start of how I like ended like lineup situations where I would, well, the last like 2 years of it, where I would just like go hand out wristbands, and they would have numbers on them, and then I'd go in, I hit randomize, and then I start calling out 196, you're number one, and people are like, oh, but it was fair. But that's where it started. It was just so many people, you know. And like, typically, like when I'm early to a release, it's not a big deal. I just start handing out tickets. But like, this is one of those situations where it was just too many people. So yeah, that was one of my more favorite lineups.
It's like, because I know you did a bunch of Kith lineups, but like, are July, like, I mean, the Kith A6 run, are there like your favorite sneakers?
I mean, okay, so like, transitionally, like, I know that hype is a very important thing in culture. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it, but like, at this point in time, I didn't feel like 300 people, in retrospect to the amount of people who were into shoes, really like made a splash. Does that make sense? Like, even though it was 300 people in this small niche group of people who were buying Asics and like fiending for them, and maybe even they were shipping them overseas. Who knows? I didn't think that was a lot in retrospect. So, like, if I saw somebody wearing them in Soho, cool. But if I went anywhere outside of Soho, people weren't wearing GTI 3s.
Yeah.
Like, 5 GT2s, like, Rose Gold. Like, you weren't finding that kind of, like, limited sneaker anywhere outside of, like, niche groups, which, and that's not to say what attracted me to it, but the idea that they were so different attracted me to it, right?
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I was so against wearing Asics growing up. Like, because,
well, a different time.
Well, yeah, yeah, but it was also just like every time you seen an Asics, it was some horrendous colorway, and it was always for like strictly for running. There were like people would be like, "Oh, you gotta." When I was friends with Dylan Lauren, well, I am friends with Dylan Lauren, but that's Ralph Lauren's daughter. She would always tell me, "You gotta buy Asics. They're amazing to run in." And I'm like, "I don't run.
Yeah, like, I'm not running anywhere."
You don't even pay me enough to go to the gym. I'm not running.
I don't run either. I'm not gonna lie.
And so, like, when those, because I only have the, when my first Asics were the Eastern Conferences, the
ECPs, you mean?
Yeah, ECP joints, and the Knicks colorway, and I hit on Kith, and then I was just like, all right, these are mad comfortable, because before that, all I was wearing was Dunks. I was just Dunks do or die at that point.
Yeah.
But I've always wondered, and because you've seen this, like, do you think the collabs, like I remember how rare collabs used to be, but do you think now that collabs are so everyday that it loses that, oh, I'm going to buy that first pair of different sneakers for me?
I think that's a tricky question, number mm-hmm. one, and you know that, so you're kudos for being a dick. I'm going to say this, but I think that it's harder to find something you really enjoy through a collaboration because there's so many, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you like Maharishi, right? Well, Maharishi is probably, like, the only niche one. They have, like, two collabs. No, three. In footwear. So, like, if you like Maharishi and you're into, like, you're not really into that, you're not into Nike footwear. You're into like more like a Converse or Chalk, and that fits the aesthetic. And then they put out a 720, which is what they put out a while back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like it, that bridges the gap for you. And I think that's what a collab is meant to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was to bridge the gap between a brand that doesn't normally do this with a brand that does normally do it. And then boom, you have something different, right? I think now too many people are just trying to fucking get a collab and put their name on everything, like Fragment, Saturated, Too Saturated.
Yeah, I sent you the link for the Stanleys.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's kind of dope. But at the same time, like, that makes more sense to me than footwear at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. My light is flickering, I'm sorry. But yeah, I think that it's too, there's too many. The options are too vast in any mm-hmm. collaborative situation. Hidden's a good one, but I mean, like, what do they have? Four shoes? Does Hidden have four shoes?
We got the Solomon.
Yeah, two Asics.
Two Asics.
One is the hand dip dyed. It's like 13 or 16 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
The Gel NYC. And I feel like there's another shoe.
Don't they have a Clark?
Do they? Is that what the other one is?
I think they have a Wallaby now.
Yeah. So if we're talking like, though, that's bridging a gap between four different, or really three different, because two are the same shoe. One's dyed, whatever, fine. Like, mm-hmm. that's not terrible. But look at, what's another Cactus Plant Flea Market? Who else? Hey. I'm trying to think of somebody who has like a lot of shoes.
A lot of shoes? I mean, yeah. Travis Scott.
Like a lot of different collaborative shoes.
Not a lot of different collaborative shoes?
Maybe I'm underthinking this, or I'm overthinking it. Maybe I'm not hitting the target that I'm looking for. Because I'm trying to say
concepts? They have
a shit ton of shoes, but they're like all across the board. Even though right. they're like Kith is a perfect example, they circle back. So like mm-hmm. they experiment with 17 different brands, right? And then every other year or so, you can circle back to that brand. That's not, I don't feel like that's oversaturating. So maybe I'm being a little too aggressive with my thought process. I just feel like me personally, I see too many collabs overall. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for one person, but like across the board, like every other week is a collab. So it's kind of like, okay, Wood dropped an ASIC. I want to cop it, but I was like, I know Hidden's dropping. So like, what do I pay attention to? And then like, mm-hmm. who else is... I'm only talking ASICs right now. Then you talk CP Company dropped an ASIC. And then Stella something dropped an ASIC. Then Kiko dropped an ASIC. Like, these are all within the course of like a month and a half.
Yeah.
It's a lot of collaborations that kind of, and if you're not following the designer, it's kind of hard to like keep up with what the brand itself is doing. Because I don't want to just buy a shoe because it's the brand that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're doing a collab with somebody else, like, sure, they're making me aware of that other brand, but like, I don't want to just buy it to be like, oh, I bought those. And somebody sees like, oh, you got the Stella McCartney's on. You're like, who, what? Like, that's corny to me. That's kind of corny.
You don't like nobody stopping you and telling you like straight up what you got on?
Yeah, if I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Like, you're telling me what I'm wearing, like, and I'm wearing this, but that's crazy. You know, like, oh, it's a nice Supreme t-shirt. Wait, what?
I didn't know.
I thought this was CDG. You know what I'm saying? Like, CDG Supreme. Like, not knowing what the collab is weird to me.
I mean, that brings me back to that time of when kids were wearing band shirts of bands they don't listen to.
I mean, they still do it.
Yeah, but it's like, I never understood that. And then we could bring that into hats, because I told you about why I don't wear other team hats. It's like, if I don't mess with them teams, I'm not going to cop the hat.
Now you're getting crazy. Now, like, at the root of it, which I guess kind of moves my point too, at the root of it, like, you're just wearing a baseball cap. Now, I get rivalries, right? Like, Boston's real hard for me to wear. Like, I can't wear, because deep down, I'm a Yankee fan. So, like, it's hard for me to wear a Boston hat. If somebody says it's a Boston hat, you should get kicked off this podcast. Don't comment anymore, anywhere. It's a Brooklyn hat. Just throw it out there. Like, that's something I find tricky to wear. Do I have two Boston hats? Yes. I helped make the collaboration happen. So, like, I copped it and I'll wear it from time to time, but like, I don't feel good about it. I'm not like, yeah, I can't wait to wear that hat. I don't look for outfits to wear with that hat, but still a hat.
Yeah, but you didn't pay for that hat. Or did you pay for that hat?
Of course not.
Exactly. That's different. If you gift me a hat, right? If you gift me one of your hats that are coming out and you know it's that team that I do not like, I got to be like, thank you. And I got to, you know.
You don't. Honestly, I'm sure I could find somebody who likes the team that could promote it too, or like want to wear it. I'd rather give you a hat that you'd want to wear. If you were like, yo, we're designing a pack. Like, you're like, oh, Mike, I want to design a pack. Oh, you design one, I design one. And I design a Boston and you design an Astros. I fucking hate the Astros. But at the end of the day, like, if you designed it. Oh, matter of fact, I bought an Astros from the girl, from the woman's pack. Get his hat. I mean, I bought it because whatever. So she designed it. It was the first woman shop at the store. I try to wear it twice and I can't do it.
But what's your because we didn't talk about what's your beef with the Astros? Is it the whole cheating?
Are you fucking serious? What kind of question is that?
I mean, I just want to know.
Yes. Well, why else would I hate the Astros?
You upset over trash cans and beeping?
I just feel as though, if you're getting paid that kind of money to be good at baseball, you shouldn't have to stoop to such tactics. That's all. I'm big on moral code and company. Mm-hmm. So like, that type of shit rubs me the wrong way. Even if it was anybody, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, if it was the Yankees, I'd be pissed too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just because it's the Astros.
I mean, look, I like Carlos Beltran, and he was supposed to be the Mets a manager, and then because of this whole ordeal, debacle. He couldn't become.
You want to call it a debacle?
Debacle. He couldn't become the Mets manager, and that was a weird like 4 years.
I mean, whatever. I'm not. I feel like the Mets are cursed as it is. Anyway, honestly, I really do feel like they're just destined for nonsense for quite some time.
Oh yeah, I mean. But I love it.
We love it here.
I love to suffer not in silence though. At least I will call them bums, but those are my bums.
I feel like the Mets have a very good group of fans, to say the least. I feel like, you know what? There's a lot of passion for the team, win or lose, which is good. I mean, I feel like that should be the case for anybody who's a fan of the team. Like, I made that comment about sports teams last night, as a matter of fact. If it's New York, it's for me. I don't really care. Nobody on either one of those teams pays my bills. I don't care enough to be like, oh, fuck you for being a Mets fan. I don't care. I don't care. If the Mets are winning, good, go Mets. If the Yankees are winning, yes. I would prefer the Yankees to win. Don't have a preference if they're losing. I'm like, oh God, no, I'm never watching baseball again because the Yankees, I don't. Bronx, I mean, Mickey Mantle doesn't pay my bills. Right? Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it's wild. I do, because like people be like, oh yeah, we won the game. I'm like, you went out there? You was playing?
That's the most asinine statement ever. Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't see you on the mound. Were you pitching? Where were you? I'm not sure. Water boy, the fuck.
that's like me being like, when you cop the pair of kicks, I'll be like, damn, we got them.
Your 13 boy beat it. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here. You're not fucking squeezing my shoes.
Man, I mean, it's wild. But yeah, back to like collabs and I don't know. I feel like the way that collabs are going I feel like it's more, the saturation is high, I will say, right? But then you have, you know, like a Joe Freshgood drop, like the ones that are coming, I think the ones that are, they're coming out tomorrow or they're coming out. I think they're came out.
If we're going to start doing this, I got to start paying attention to the release calendar. I know.
Yeah, but the Joe Freshgood dropped like a ode to 2003. Yeah. And yeah, though those New Balances are fire. I was broke though.
What's the colorway on them?
It's like one was like a pink, and then the other one was a...
Is it the M1000?
Yeah, it's the M1000.
Is it New Balance?
Yeah, those are New Balances.
It's the M1000, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah. Because they're just... That's what I'm saying, because I guess this is a segue into this. Because they're introducing that 1000.
Well, Kip dropped them also, didn't they?
Did they?
They announced Kith dropping them first. They had lead time, as it's known
in the biz.
Silver colorway M1000. I was
alone. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The silver colorway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not on it. Pause. But there.
I mean, because these are called the when things were pure, and it's like here, I'll show. I'll send it to you in the chat again. But the what?
Nothing. good crown, man. Bring that neck back. What super color? What are you gonna text me what you're looking at so we could share?
No, I sent it to you in the chat.
What chat?
In the chat in here.
Oh god damn it! If I hit
all this, is staying in here.
Send me somewhere. Send me somewhere. Oh, this is the. Oh, this is Joe Fresh Goods. This Skepta.
Yeah, it looks like the air. Trunners?
No, it looks like the Skepta 97 from.
No, before that, it's the those like.
Yeah.
I think they're called like the Air Trunners, something like that.
Keep googling, baby.
I'm doing it. I'm googling. Oh, actually, I don't know.
I gotta charge my phone for the Yim.
But that it's interesting to see like an actual brand use a collaboration to launch or like bring in a model into the cycle.
What do you mean? They do it all the time.
I feel like Nike doesn't.
Well, Nike reintroduced, what is this, stupid Travis Scott and McEnroe joint, Mac Attacks, with a collaboration.
But the first ones, they were dropping the Mac Attacks first, listen. And then they ended it with the collab.
That Mac Attack issue was always a Travis Scott Mac thing. That was always like, before I knew Mac Attacks were coming back, I knew there was a collab, which lets me know that they were using that as leverage to get your attention on whatever drops. So the OGs are able to get the OG colorway and all the hype kids might cop, but they're going to wait for the Travi. And once they get the Travi, they might actually get the black and white or the black and gray. Anyway, mm-hmm. Let's see.
Alma Mineris, they did that with the airships.
Yeah, I mean, that's another perfect example. I'm trying to think who introduced a model. Well, they used New Balance, used Joe Fresh Goods for 9060s, didn't they?
Yeah,
they launched 9060s with Joe Fresh Goods, so mm-hmm. New Balance is pretty much ahead of the wave on that. I'm thinking who did anything else. I mean, all of the Kayano stuff is reintroduced stuff, but it's, you know, 91 92, so I'm trying to think. 09 might be 09. Anyway, I mean, Kith relaunched all that stuff, if you want to mm-hmm. talk about it first. So I mean, I don't know.
But that to me is like they're using the collab to bring back the people versus like launching a brand new model. And I think that's the difference here, because like there was there a 1000 before this?
I don't know.
I don't think so, right? 9060 is a brand new model too when it dropped too.
So I look at it like this. If it's following the same, if the M1000 might be an old model actually. I'm gonna have to look it up because I wasn't thinking along those lines, but mm-hmm. It's the same idea theoretically, right? You're just using the collaboration or the collaborator to put more eyes on whatever it is. Old silhouette, you don't know if it's going to be any good as opposed to a new silhouette. You have no idea how it's going to hit, but you do know if it's tied to somebody, it has a little bit of steam.
Mm-hmm. True. I mean,
looking up the M1000 right now.
I'm looking. You want me to look it up? I don't know its origins.
I mean, New Balance M1000.
Let me see. Originally released in 1999. There we go. I'm over here thinking it's a brand new silhouette.
I feel like I remember seeing it. That's why I was like curious.
But I've also like I feel like New Balance is it was never a New York thing, so I've always been like out of the loop.
New Balance was never like a mainstream thing. I think. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like made in UK, UK runners, like obviously all that runner silhouette shit was always stronger overseas. But like it's always been like a, what is it, 850 or 580? The 580 is the dad shoe, if you know you're familiar, that big white chunky shoe.
Yeah.
Right, that most people mow their lawns in. Like that's always been around. Like that's, it's never not been a standard. A gray 574s have always been like street shoes as well. They just made them shittier and shittier as years went on.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, like a 574 in 2001 as opposed to a 574 now are two totally different sneakers. The shape is the same, but the material and makeup is completely different. So like, it's fucking trash. I just can't stand 574. 577, different story.
Mm-hmm.
A real different story. 996 is another similar silhouette to the 574, but made and feels way better. So like they're, we can do numbers thing all day.
People over here Googling math fast, like, all right, 574. All right.
Yeah, the 574 is by far the worst, I personally think, New Balance model ever. And like it sucks because it's the one you see everywhere because that's the best price point for them.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, like for comfort, I just can't.
I mean, one of the shoes I'm going to talk about today is my first New Balance. So we'll...
Your first ever?
Ever, yeah.
On my first kicks?
Yeah. at what point, when did you switch to runners? When did you get the itch?
So I've always, like... You say runners, like I've always liked Air Max. Air Max has always been like a standard, 95s,
mm-hmm.
98s, tuned Max, Air Max Plus in my younger years were like the ones that I, Tailwind, like those are all shoes that I fucked with when I was younger, right? So like it was never not on the radar. It was just they transitioned differently. Plus like comfort went different also. Mm-hmm. I noticed like my foot wants to be wider. And like the more comfortable the sneaker that I've been wearing as of late, like all of my 10.5 stuff does not fit anymore. There's no like getting around it. Like if I was like just squeezing into the shoe, now I don't fit in the shoe because I've been wearing wider stuff. But back to like the 2012, 2013 era when I like fully went ASICs on them,
mm-hmm.
I had gotten hurt on my job site and my back was like messed up. So like I was still wearing like SBs, not Dunk Highs, I should say, not SBs. Dunk Highs, regular Dunks, Jordan 1s, and like it just wasn't comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That like I just wasn't feeling like the comfort. And I remember going to a sneaker show and Ronnie was there. And for those of you who know, like I went to high school with Ronnie. So I see him at a sneaker show randomly and he's like on a panel. And like I'm not thinking Ronnie's this person. I'm just like, oh, dude, I went to high school with. Cool. I'll wait around and bullshit with him. He like comes off, like they're talking about like this store kit that he owns. And I was like, what the fuck? What's going on around here? And like the places they're telling me about, like I shop at. So mm-hmm. like Atrium, I used to like buy jeans and like be there all the time.
Yeah.
I had no idea there was a fucking store back there, let alone like the high school owned the shit. So like he comes down, we bullshit for a few minutes, and like he goes about his merry way. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna go check this shit out. Like I'm not like a creep. I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna go to your store. I was like, mm-hmm. oh, I'll go check it out. So I go to the store and I feel like I had just missed a release. What release was it? It was a GT2. Could have been a super red GT2, potentially.
It wasn't the Brazil joints.
No, that was like 2014.
Yeah.
It was during the World Cup. So wait, when's the next World Cup? 2026?
Next one is it 2026? I feel like we just had one, didn't we?
I feel like it's 2026, the next one.
So the last one was 2022?
That means it would have been one last year if it's 2026, because that's...
I thought it's every 4 years.
4 years. So 2022, maybe?
Was there one in 20... Maybe there's one this year. Wasn't there one in 2020?
I feel like we skipped a year because it's the same year as the Olympics. I don't know shit. This is terrible.
It's not the same year as the Olympics.
Right? It's not. So then, because Olympics got held over because of COVID.
Right.
And that was 2020. So maybe it was 2021.
I have the internet. Let me find out. Okay, next World Cup. 2026.
Oh, it is 2026. So 4 is 2022, 2018, 2014, right? So that would have been the Brazils. So it was way before that. It had to be like a GT2 or some shit. And I was like, damn, I'm tight. I missed it, right? So now, like, I'm prepared to, like, line up. And I think the next shoe is Flamingos. I'm already wearing Asics at this point, though. I like a pair of, like, I was wearing a Giants jersey for the Apple phone release. It's on, like, somehow I made the newspaper. Me and my boy made the newspaper. And I'm wearing Asics. And I don't know if you're familiar with the New York sneaker thing. Roger Mu, like, randomly walks past me on Fifth Avenue. And he's like, oh, I see you wearing Asics. And he's, like, a reseller in the running industry already. Like, he's already, like, up on it reselling shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, yo, you should come down to Soho and chill one time. And like it was mad like sus the way like we linked up. It was like sus as shit now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll pull up. So like I was wearing Jelly 3s. They were white, royal blue, match my jersey, like, you know, shit's gotta match. So like I go down to Soho and
you were talking about the Rose Gold 2012 GT2s, by the way.
Yes. Yes. That was 2012?
That was 2012.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was. So then the next one after that was the Flamingos. Right? So I go for Flamingos, and it's a shit show. So like Paulie Hustle is running the release. I don't know who he is. I just know that I got there, and there's mad fucking people. And I'm not really expecting this many people. Like, I'm not used to sneaker lineups like this. Like, I come from a different, you know, whatever. I was copping J's 10 years ago or 5 years before that. So like, I wasn't really thinking like Asics would be a fucking thing. Mm-hmm. But I by the skin of my teeth, I get my size in the Flamingos, right? They're comfortable. I'm like, oh, this shit is fire. I can get jiggy with these. Zayn Arobe was popping. He was doing Mercer pants. So like, I was in it. I was boom. I was locked in. Look at all this.
You were kith head to toe before everybody was kith head to toe.
And Ronnie used to model his Mercer pants off his build, which is like a Dorito. So like, I have the same build. Like my hips, legs down, my thighs are everywhere. So like Mercer pants fit perfect with the Jelly 3. The shit was clean. Is Julian, G, who else was there? Jamie Page, Victor. It was a squad. It was a squad of like chill people. Like everybody had like their fucking vibe. It was good. It was who else was there? Shit. Oh damn, what was his name? Fuck. Sean. Sean was there. Yo, it was mega people. Mega people. So like whatever.
I'm pretty sure I was there, but we just never talked to each other.
I still got books with people's names in them. Don't make me open up a book and see if you're in a roll call.
Nah. The only time I ever lined up, actually, because I know Luke always kind of held me down. So I would just pull up and he'll be like, what you need? And I'll be like, let me get that. So if it wasn't my size, he'd hook it up. But that was it.
13 was tricky to come by back then.
Yeah, dad. Yeah.
That was definitely tricky to come by. And that was a reseller special. Kev, what was his name? Kev Cash, who's always trying to scoop up all them fucking big guys. Anyway, so like, once I realized how comfortable they were, I was like, I can get on board with this. This is fine. So like next release, I forgot what it was. I went out there. Paulie was out there. It might have been the Volcano 1.0. Mm-hmm. The Jelly 5. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember like what the sequence of events was, but like it was a couple runs, and then it started getting a little thick. I was like, all right, I can't do this shit. And like I was cool with Paulie. Paulie'd be like, yo, Mike, what time are you gonna go? I'd be out there way earlier than him because he was in Jersey. So like, and then like I would hand the list off and he would take over because it's his show. And then little by little, I just, you know, we started doing a podcast. And then he was like, he exited and I just continued and it just like took off from there. We just stayed there. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah,
the runner situation was crucial and vital for me because like I'd broken my femur, my back was fucked up, and like they're mad comfortable. Like I say all of that to say that I continued camping out because I like the shoes. They were, it was nuanced to me. They were comfortable and they fit my aesthetic.
Yeah. I mean, once I got in those gel light twos, I never turned back. After that, I was like, what am I doing? And so I ended up getting real heavy into Kith too. I was really into gel light twos, to be honest. I don't know. And people be like, well, you like that split tongue?
GT2s is fire.
Yeah.
On the GT2. I still have an ice pair of Brazil somewhere.
Mine's a kind of beat. Kinda, they're just dusty. I feel that suede is too soft.
Well, I have two pairs, that's why.
Oh, okay.
But honestly, I don't even know if they still fit me because GT2s ran a little big.
Yeah,
they were 10.5. Like anything I have that's 10.5, I'm actually gonna wind up selling all of my Asics. Not gonna lie, because like I don't have a need to keep them. But I'm gonna keep them to stare at them when there are people out there who are probably still looking for them for their collection. Like I'd rather just.
You have any special boxes?
Are you fucking serious?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, when you say special boxes, you're talking about like Goodwood boxes?
No, I mean, I'm talking about, well, do you have those too? That's crazy. But I'm talking about like, I mean, Kith used to put out some crazy special boxes.
Oh, so all my boxes are still intact. Like I kept most of my Asics from like that. Like, I mean, the earlier stuff are still in their Asics boxes, like my Super Blue, Super Reds, Super Red GT2s, my Flamingos. Yeah, there's so many shoes in there. Vaders, Pais Nabaidi. I don't have any of the liquid gold. I have no 252s. Those are the five shoes that like are missing from like my Ronnie collection, as you were. I mean, up until like he started getting crazy, making 30 colors of the Gel 3, and then I was like, all right, dude, I'm tapped. $30,000, well, almost fucking $60,000 in fucking shoes here. That's crazy.
Yeah,
not would be $30,000. 200 a pair at 3 is 6. What is that? $6,000? No, more than that. I gotta do the math. I can't do math right now.
He built the Miami store out of your pocket. It's okay.
I mean, yeah, basically, which I also opened. That was fantastic. I have to do the math on this because I thought about it when it happened. I was like, am I really going to drop this much money right now?
I mean, that's crazy.
Six grand. I contemplated. I was like, if I have $6,000 to spare right now, I'm going to try and get every single color. And then I was like, I saw them and I was like, the colors are super close. I was like, I'm not doing this. There's no way. And like at that point, I had almost all the shoes that, like dropped from Asics up until that point. So I was like, I don't have liquid gold or 252. Fuck it. I was trying to talk myself out of it at that point. Like $6,000 is nuts.
This is when he was doing that. He was dropping those like Monday collections, right? Is it that?
No. The you talk about the 30 pack?
The 30 pack, or that the 30 pack was like a couple months or a couple years ago, right?
That was the palette, the color palette that he did, and it was like fucking thunder, volcano, fucking Pishagosh, fucking. Like it was just fucking crazy fucking colors that were like all kind of similar. Like I think I bought two pairs. I got the blush pair and I think like the midnight navy pair or some shit. I don't even know what the fuck it's called, but yeah, it was just like a lot. It was 30 fucking hues. It was a lot of colors. So like I was like, you know what, I'm flipped on this. But like for the most part, super green, super orange, what else is in there? I can't even think of the obviously, goddamn 2016, the pair with everything on it, the homage. What else is in there? I mean, I have, oh yeah, that's right, gel mys. I got all the gel mys in there. The brown, the gelite 3 with the hybrid joints, the rose color, the brown color, the orange color. Black and green color, which was a super green that they added the pack to. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. The Gel Light 3 palette sneaker collection. Each pair was limited to 300 pairs.
Yeah.
These got to be going for bread.
Oh, I doubt it highly. I mean, it's like the Gel Light 3 has lost its luster.
2020. That's when they dropped 2020.
Well, yeah, it was before COVID though, right? Oh no, that was during.
This was during COVID. It's November 25th, 2019,
a year later. Yeah, honestly, like I feel like the Gel Light 3 has lost its luster, especially shoes and shoes like that in particular follow very closely with like the exterior outfit. Like right now, mm-hmm. wearing tight tapered pants. Right? You're not showing off your ankles. Like that look is pretty much phased out. So for a Gel Light 3 to work, you have to build that shoe out and be a little bit bulkier, right? In my opinion, just so mm-hmm. you have the aesthetic of like your pants, right?
Yeah.
So like it just doesn't fit in the market. Like in 5 years, if that trends back where like you were looking at a tapered fit again, the Gel Light 3 might see another uprising, you know, mm-hmm. and a hostile takeover. But for the most part, and trust me, like I'll pull out a Gel Light 3 every now and again, but like that's when I throw on my jogger sweatpants to go to the gym.
Yeah. Also, I have to go back and say I enjoy a Gel Light 3. I was saying Gel Light 2. I meant Gel Light 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Gel Light 3 guy. That's what I was saying. Like, people be like, what? You like that split tongue?
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But I mean, I was rocking them when Kith dropped the, like, is it? I forgot the name of it. It's like the all black leather top with the white sole. You know which one I'm talking about?
You're talking about the leather pack that they did. The exclusive that randomly dropped. You talking about?
Nah, there was like I forgot. It was like a specific name.
It had three shoes. It was a Gel Light 3. It was a Gel Light GT2, and something else.
Let me see.
Black leather upper, white bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grand opening. That's what they're called.
Yes.
Yeah. I still have a pair. But
where the fucking shit. Sorry about that fucking drop. That was mad annoying.
Why?
It was just a mad annoying drop. I remember that drop and people being like, oh shit, they dropped grand openings. I'm like, and then when I got there to get the shoe, I was like, it's not even like a good shoe. Like it wasn't suede, it wasn't like colors, it was mm-hmm. black and white shoe to me. And I was like, all right. Actually, Mike Mooch. I think I sold my pair to Mike Mooch, Mike Moochiani, in Jersey.
It's the sneaker mafia?
No. It was not fun, man. Like campouts were fucking fun back then. Like it was just enjoyable. Like I'd go out, we'd camp out. I'd start the fucking list at like 12. We'd hit a bar. We'd have a couple drinks. Hop in the car, sleep for a little bit, get back up, do roll call. Everybody's bullshitting. Goes nice and easy. All right, guys, see you next weekend. Now it's like, get stabbed, get a ticket, get a wristband, come back at 3, maybe not. Who's here? 14-year-olds, IKEA bags. Who the fuck wants to fight who? It's annoying. It's annoying.
Man, what is it? I was at the
back to the store. Did I tell you about that?
Nah, what?
It was like a some lady was like, I don't feel safe. There's a knife on the floor. Like one of the kids dropped it, but I'm like, he couldn't fucking spread your skin apart with that fucking thing. What are you gonna do? Like, the fuck? But yeah,
that's crazy. I didn't even think that would happen, especially at your store.
I mean, it nothing transpired, but like the lady showed it to me because the kid had dropped it and walked off the line. I was like, well, what are you gonna do with that? Fucking fuck my hair? Like, what the fuck?
Oh man, I was trying to remember what is it. I was at one. Oh, it was such a wild. I went to the Kyrie drop at Extra Butter, that whole event, right? Yeah. And so I went there and I did not expect that shoe to be like everybody trying to resell that shoe.
That was the first thing I thought.
I didn't even think I did, like, that's what I'm saying. Like this is what we talked about earlier. I don't follow hype. So like when I don't see like the trends.
You don't have to follow hype to know that. It's the first iteration of a shoe from a prominent basketball player with a new sneaker company. Of course. Like those are the only facts that you need to know. Because even if you're not a sneaker collector, there are plenty of people who admire sports or collect sports memorabilia. That's a number one.
Okay.
So in that aspect, you're already going to find people who don't even sneaker resell, but are looking to obtain it because it's a number one. It's like your first baseball card, your first bat. You know what I'm saying? Your first own signature shoe with a new company after leaving Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a no brainer. And not like that's like my gimmick to be like, oh, I know what's going on. It's just, you know the deal. I feel like I'm just slouching down in my chair the more. I started up pretty high and now I'm like pretty low.
I mean, and now you can't even really pick yourself up because Charlie's going to be like, what the hell?
You good, buddy?
And so I went there, right? And then
Charles?
I said Charlie.
He's fucking Dutchie, bro.
Dutchie?
He said Charlie.
I don't know why I thought Charlie was the name.
You could have said the flying dog from the Land Before Time. What was his name?
What was the? I don't know that name.
I mean, you got Google right in front of you. Cool.
The flying dog. I forgot. I just see its face. From Neverending Story, first of all.
I never even finished saying what I was saying.
You said Land Before Time.
Oh, shit. My bad.
So not even close. and its name is Falcor.
Falcor. Falcor, buddy. It's flying across my shoulders.
But so in the middle of this event.
Come on, man. Let's get to these shoes, bro.
Hold on. Let me just say in the middle of this event. I know. In the middle of this event, this dude pulls up with the IKEA bag, and it's like a packed event to get these freaking sneakers. It was crazy.
Hilarious. The IKEA bag is like, you do. Sneakers. Like, you don't have to say it. Tell me what you do without telling me what you do. And fucking pull up with an IKEA bag.
So I hate that blue bag, man. But all right, first pair of sneakers I'm going to pull out is... Since we're talking about extra butter, I recently...
Microphone, by the way.
What happened?
That looks like a mink rug you got on that microphone.
Yeah, man. Amazon. I only the finest for my microphones. First shoe I'm going to talk about is the Battle Royale Extra Butter Consortium Pack from the basketball tournament, I think, that they did for this. I really like this shoe. And I'm a big fan of Battle Royale, but so I immediately had to cop it. I don't know if you ever watched Battle Royale. You got to put it on the movie, put it in the cardio.
I will definitely. Wow, that's crazy. I will definitely add that to the queue though, because I should have watched it when they had the movie night, and I could make it. So, what else you got there? Are we going one for one?
No, one for one. Your turn.
I'm glad you started because. Oh no, I have three. Never mind. the first one are the CP Company. What are these? Joe Quantum? Yep, Joe Quantum 360s. I got these. Shout out to my guy. Highly anticipated. This is probably the most comfortable sneaker I have ever worn.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to say that is crazy because all I'd look for is comfort. I wore the other pair straight like 4 days in a row. And like for me to wear a shoe 4 days in a row is crazy, but... Pleased, very, very pleased. I saw them like last year and I was like, oh, they're kind of cool. I didn't try them on. I didn't know shit about it. I was like, all right, whatever. And then they showed up and I love them. I love that. I think honestly, this is my favorite. And it's so simplistic and basic. There's nothing like crazy about this collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Comfort wins for me.
I've never heard of that brand. I'll tell you that straight up.
Neither did I until the shoe came out.
No, I know. So it's just like, I feel like it flew right under the radar. Nobody, it's so weird how sneaker media, like supposedly
is on
spotlight everything. Stuff. And then all the stuff that just like should be spotlit. That's in terms of just like cool looking, just gets overlooked.
Which I was like, wait, what? They're like, yeah. I was like, why don't you got, so like part of the buying team. So like, I was like, why didn't you, I knew they were going to sell out. Like it's clean as fuck. Like, there's nothing wrong with the shoe whatsoever. Plus, like, the model is, it's perfect for the time. Like, we talked about with pants. So mm-hmm. I was like, well, why didn't you? They were like, what do you mean? We emailed you. And I was like, no, you didn't. So, like, we had a, it was like a whole email thread that we had to go through. And they're like, oh, shit, we didn't send it to you. Never mind.
Damn. You could have doubled up.
Tripled. Shit. All
right. So, I'm gonna pull up a blast from the past.
Oh, me too. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but yours is crazy. I just, because like on the way home, before we were going to record, I started thinking about like what we were going to talk about. And I'm going to pull out a beat pair of sneakers. But do you remember Vans Syndicate?
Yeah, I do.
So this is one of my favorite Vans.
the Bones Dub Taps Van Syndicate.
Very nice.
And
a velvet?
Nah, this is just regular suede. I got the Supreme Velvet joints.
I was gonna say, let me see those heels real quick.
Yeah, they're cooked, bro.
My boy worked through them bitches.
All right. I mean, this is from 2000. And I've had these since 2015. They don't even have the 2013, maybe. 2013,
2014. 2013, they look brand new. Like, stop. Yeah, the motherfuckers.
They don't even have the original insoles in them. So they've got like old Christian Hosoi insoles in them.
Mileage, as they say. Mileage.
But it's crazy because Vans is, they're mixing it up now. Like, they did that, I forgot the name of that brand, ABC Advisory Board Crystals collab, which would look crazy, look dope, but I really wish they would bring back Syndicate because
they're changing their whole shit around.
Yeah, because one of my favorite, which I wasn't able to cop, is like, I don't know if it's like a Mastermind collab or something, but it's a all leather black skate high with the zipper on the side, and it had like the bones, like the it had bones on it.
I give them to you.
What?
I said, too bad you're not my size. I give them to you.
Oh yeah, that would be great. I'll cut off some toes.
I think they're in my shed, as a matter of fact.
But yeah, that is my second shoe. Your turn. Oh my god.
My lighting is too strong, so I'll turn it so you can see it.
I don't know that shoe. Tell me about it.
Most people wouldn't. Yeezy 2 Platts, probably one of the most sought after shoes for me.
Easy cop?
Oh god, no.
What's the story?
The story is they cost me a lot of money. That's the story. So nowhere, no how was I able to get these shoes. Very pissed off about it. So I went on a hunt for quite some time. I got rid of my Solars. I had Solars too. I got them in a really good deal with this kid. I picked up Solars 1500s, Soulbox, and something else. And it was like $2,800, right, for all three. Mm-hmm. Oh, Wildcats, as a matter of fact, was the other one. So it was like some shit that I really, really wanted. It's for the Solars, though, not for these.
Yeah.
And then something transpired. I had like a whole bunch of shit. I traded a whole bunch of stuff in. I had a shit ton of money. And I was like, I'm buying Platts. I don't care. So I went and bought Platts because I wanted them that bad. I'm not happy with how much money I spent on them, but...
I mean, at least they're legit.
That's the other thing. I couldn't at that time because I had got for a pair of Paranormans on eBay, and mm-hmm. I was like, I'm never buying another pair of shoes through here again. So, like, if I was buying Platts, I was going through the correct source.
Jeez, how'd you get got for Paranormans?
I mean, pictures were real. Shit was legit. I mean, it wasn't fucking crazy. I think they were like $450, and I was like, all right, cool, I'll buy them. Like, well, I haggled with a dude. It was like $800, and I haggled with him for a little bit. And I was like, listen, dude, like, I have no problem paying whatever you need to pay, but I want to make sure they're legit. So he's like, out of good faith, just send me $450. It's fine. I was like, okay, cool. So I paid it through eBay. Like, I got my money back. It wasn't that big of a deal, but, like, got the shoes. It was the worst fucking fake shoe I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, the box was, didn't even have the fucking tear, the ripcord on it. I was, needless to say, I was pissed. It was like the second time that like a phone positive had gotten me pissed off. So I was like, I'm never doing that shit again. And I was like, there's no way I'm buying fucking Yeezys off of eBay. Like,
let me guess, the Galaxies also got you pissed off?
No, I honestly didn't really like Galaxies. That's how you know, like, I don't really fuck with the hype shit. Like, I didn't like Galaxies. Nothing about Galaxy like fucking hit me up. I did like the Barclays, though. I will say, the Barclays I had.
Nah, yeah. Unless you're talking about the only other one that I think was dope were the Supreme foam posits.
No, they're bubblegum joints. They were just regular fucking foams. They're fire, though. That baby pink was so fire.
Yeah. That baby pink is fire. My last shoe, as I said, New Balances. These, my first New Balances. I didn't get to talk about these on this episode.
the
C notes.
What? Yeah, the C notes.
God damn it.
But the redone C notes, so they're not, they don't have the same bottoms.
That's why I said wow. I know, I see it. It has the name on the side of the heel cup.
Mm-hmm. Were you at the first drop?
I have the first drop.
Yeah.
At the first drop, but I have the first drop. Actually, Roger Moo. Roger Moo got them for me, as a matter of fact, because he went up to Boston.
It's...
Those are...
I haven't worn these yet. I'm actually kind of scared to wear them. Because... I put them on, but I didn't lace them up. But the left shoe feels a little bit tighter than the right shoe. And so it brought me to think about, like, because I've wanted this damn shoe ever since it dropped. But I was like, I'm not going to pay these the crazy money for them. And you go ahead.
I'm waiting for you to tell a story.
Oh, okay. And so I get them in, and I'm hyped. You know, I'm like, oh, snap, I won. And I get them in, and I put them on, and I'm just like, this feels weird. And then I'm like looking at both shoes, and I'm like, I'm QCing it. And then I'm like, am I bugging out? Like, I feel like these should be fitting correctly and stuff like that. And
998, they should feel a little bit big on you. Truthfully.
Yeah. So,
I mean, again, that's the last of that shoe because they're handmade. It makes a little bit different sometimes. Like, it can throw you off. I'm not gonna lie. I'm surprised, but like, you might be. It's all suede. You'll break those in easily.
I still gotta once I lace them up and put them on. I think maybe it'll change my mind.
So a similar shoe for me is the Castellairs, the 7,000. 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
I fiend for that shoe. I love that shoe. I still haven't worn it. I'm so confident that like I won't wear it, which I think is fucking crazy. But like, it's so coveted that like I don't want to tarnish the shoe.
So then, wait, but you have them, right? Is it maybe you just need a moment? Like, you'd be like, oh, this is when I'm going to break them out?
I mean, I guess. I have to locate them. I think they're up above my head, as a matter of fact. When I locate them, when I clean out, because I'm probably going to clean out in the next week or so and just start setting stuff up. My whole shed is filled with shoes that need to be sold. So, like, at some point, I'll just put everything together and go, okay. And then once this gets thinned down and they're sitting there and staring at me every day, I might just throw them on. Those, I have the pad. What ASIC is that? Oh. They're the same colors as the Bima joints.
Oh.
Shits are fire. But yeah. I forget the model. Fuck. But they're so plush and so nice, I can't bring myself. You know what? I'm going to wear them shits, though. It's so fire. But yeah.
ASICs or New Balances?
Maybe ASICs.
ASICs. Your ASICs boy over here.
You know it.
It ain't the gel respecters, is it? Oh, no. It's the gel lights.
Send me link. I'll tell you
right now. I got you. It's a regular gel light. It's like a gel light one.
Send that link, girl. Yup.
Those?
Oof. Oof.
They're very clean. Is that too?
That picture does them no justice. No justice whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That picture looks crazy, actually. It's fucking terrible. Oh, wait, am I going third? Third?
Third, your last one.
I gotta turn it this way so you can see what it is. Hidden. I mean, I don't need to think about it. Hidden. I'm gonna go.
I mean, it's a great shoe.
Gel NYC.
Mm-hmm.
And like the pixelated ASICS Tiger striping. I mean, honestly, like the detail in the shoe is really what's got it. It's got like the PNG on the footbed.
Mm-hmm.
Super fire. Little crop ratio to the Hidden logo. I think they did a lot of cool little nuanced things on this bad boy. Hidden with the pixelated background in the full tab. There's something else I'm forgetting. Something else is wrong here that I'm not forgetting. Regardless, fire. So clean. So good. I mean, the box detailing is crazy too, but you can't wear the box.
Well, I mean, was like, I love Hidden. I love Hidden. I think it's like real. That shoe is really dope. I really wanted to cop them because, you know, I'd be in Photoshop basically every day of my life. So I'm just like, this is a shoe that literally is basically me on a shoe. But I mean, it's funny because I definitely wanted to bring this up. But when that shoe was dropping, the internet went crazy being like, oh, Hidden's not even from New York. Did you see that?
That was me.
That was you?
That was me talking shit. It wasn't me on the internet talking shit. I said this months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Months, probably almost like a year ago. And then like Jody, I don't know if you know Jody from Extra Butter. You know Jody?
I think so, yeah.
So Jody like put up a post because they had tagged that post. And he was like, yo, you weren't lying? I was like, no, I wasn't fucking lying. Like, of course, like, well, I don't understand. Why would I lie about where a brand is from? It doesn't make any sense to me. But like originally he was from New York. So like I had to like, I pumped the brakes on it. Like, just because he lives in London now doesn't mean that, like, he wasn't from New York originally. So, I chilled out.
I mean, so he's a transplant. A London transplant.
Yeah. He's still from New York, though, so. If you moved to California, would you no longer rep New York?
Depends how good California treated me versus New York.
You're not going to say, so when people ask where you're from, you're like, oh, I live in California, but I'm from New York.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they hear me talk, they're going to be like, oh, you're from New York.
Not necessarily.
I get, oh, you're from New York a lot. I think it's funny because when I would go to Cali, oh, they'd be like, oh, you're from New York. So it's funny because I'm pretty sure you'd be like, I don't got an accent.
I don't.
That's what I'm saying. You would say that. You definitely do. You sound like a firefighter that's about to put out a fire in the middle of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, bro.
When I'm mad, it's way different. Or like if I'm like super energetic about something, you might hear it a little bit more or a lot more. But like in normal conversation, most people can't even tell I'm black. It's crazy. They'd be like, and then like Mimi be like, leave me the side look, and then I'll be like, yeah, I'm black. And they'd be like, no, you're not.
It's too much years doing construction, bro.
And then my favorite part is when they're like, well, you don't sound black. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
I'm telling you, that's all the years being under whatever chat, what is it, Union 77, whatever.
Local 20,
there we go. Local 20. Shout out to the boys of Local 20.
Local 6A and 18A if you're Irish.
I was in the meetings. I was there. We were talking.
I never went to meetings. I was a company guy. I was same company for like 13 years. So.
I feel like you definitely have a crazy thick New York accent. Pause.
Oh. Fucking take it easy, buddy.
All right. So Hidden New York is not from New York, but they do some good stuff, and I can't deny that.
At all.
But let everybody know where they can find you, bro.
Oh, you can find me in the streets of New York. From time to time, 4034 82nd Street, Renarts 1981 on the gram. You can catch me at the campout, spelled with a zero, not an O. You can catch me at the workout, spelled with a zero, not an O also. And soon, very, very soon, talking some shit.
Yeah, we were still trying to figure out a name for that.
Oh, we'll figure it out. That's the easy part.
Yeah. But... And you know where to find me. I am Who Is Haas on all social medias. Follow the podcast at My First Kicks Pod. Follow the podcast on TikTok and the YouTubes. And if you're listening to this, you got to go onto YouTube and check it out. My First Kicks Pod on YouTube. And if you have a My First Kick story, hit me up. MyFirstKicksPod@gmail.com. And for everybody out there, you know what we say each week? Wear your kicks. Peace.